All right, so I'm gonna give you some trump cards to overcome in this place, free of charge. If you want it, it'll help you. If you don't want it, you'll learn the lesson. The biggest thing that I've learned in life, and I learned it from a lot of different people, actually, co-workers, online people, just listening to some messages and all. The biggest thing is when you quit trying to rescue people or fix people or be their savior or whatever, when you just hold up the mirror of truth in their face, it changes everything. Most people that try to get into your world really fast, especially if they try to get in fast, they want you to ignore the lies that they're believing. If they're believing lies, they're going to walk in lies, and they want you to ignore those lies, and they want you to enable them to stay unhealthy, spiritually, mentally, physically, everything. And so they want somebody to enable their unhealthy core. And when I say core means heart, right? In Spanish, it's corazón, which means heart. Out of the heart flow all the issues of life. So if they're unhealthy spiritually and psychologically and mentally, all that, then it's going to affect their body, their home, their job, their finances, their relationships, everything. If they're unhealthy inside, they're going to be unhealthy outside. I only deal with truthers. I only deal with truthers, and there's very few, so I only have a few people I talk to. There's only a few people that want to be healthy, mentally, spiritually, body, soul, spirit. And it's kind of lonely at times, but you're with God, you know. You're not lonely with God. And so, to deal with these people who are disconnected from source, they're actually being pulled back to source. You are not going to get in between. God is doing a work in their heart, their mind, their life, and God is not going to let you get in between that work. Now, that work that's going on in their core, if you try to be a, they will actually try to make you a scapegoat or make you the their savior, you know. And if you try to get in the middle of them running to Jesus, God is going to have to remove somebody or scourge somebody, you know. If both people know that Jesus alone saves, faith alone and Jesus alone, and he sustains, and yeah, there might be some people on a team, just like in a business, you know, you got team players and everybody helps each other. But there's also a head of a team that keeps everything in line, rebukes the others, you know. And then the team leader has a leader and a boss, and everybody else has a boss. And so there's a lot of authority in life to keep you in line and to cut you and turn you. If you want to stay by yourself, unless you get in the Word, unless you're around a team and submit to authority, you're going to stagnate, because iron sharpens iron, right? If it's a flesh creature, what are they going to attract? Another flesh creature. So they're going to cut each other, and it's just going to get worse and worse. They're going to spiral down. So they say opposites attract. I don't think so. I don't think so. There might be some things that is attractive as an opposite, but for the most part, spiritually, opposites don't attract spiritually. The same attracts. You're not attracted to the dark side if you're in the light, you know. You can't save people. Now, Jesus went to the cross because of his love for mankind to save people, but only he could overcome. And so if you try to be Jesus in somebody's life, that's idolatry, and he will scourge you. So one data point is, don't try to fix somebody or save them. Just, you know, they got to learn through the hard knocks of life. Number two, if you're dealing with somebody, let the cycles of time reveal their character. Let the cycles of time reveal their character, because everything is a revealing. Everything reveals itself over time. And so these people who, and let's say somebody has a glitch in the program. Maybe they started out good and something happened to them and they went off the deep end. Even that's going to be a cycle. And sometimes you have to separate from somebody who went off the deep end, you know. They went kind of cray-cray. They went down the wrong path, and whoever pulled them down that path, the devil, themselves, somebody else, it don't matter. They went down the wrong path, and that was their choice, you know. They didn't want to hear any truth or rebuke of truth. The Bible says to reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering patience. But if they choose to go the dark side, that's on them. You shake the dust and move on. Because the cycles of time, maybe they started out 20 years, 30 years, 40 years doing right, and then something flipped and they really chose the dark side, and the cycles of time revealed which side. Because eventually everybody's going to quit putting on a face, you know. The mask will crack. They will go to the dark side if their heart ain't right eventually, because the mask can't last. The legalism won't last. The outward show, the virtue signaling cannot last forever. If it's not in them, it can't last. It's a revelation. So the cycles of time is just a revelation of who that person was. You might say, oh, I fell in love with them. Just give it a little bit of time, and you will either fall more in love with the person, or you will fall out of love because they were not who they pretended to be, you know. And if anybody ever says to you, and they probably have, and it depends on how long you've lived. If somebody says to you, well, I can't be myself around people, they don't like who I am, you better run. I mean, then you better run fast. I can't be myself around people because they don't like me. Run. 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 Because they just told you they know how to play the game and be something they're not. They choose to be fake, you know. And if somebody chooses to be fake, that means they're a liar. And the corporate system's trying to make people that way. I'm sorry that if you've been in a corporation for 20, 30 years and they've turned you into a fake person, I'm sorry. You don't even know how to be real anymore. That's sad. That's really sad. That's why no matter what job I have, I get off property. I take a lunch and I go get off property. Get away from the corporate lie and go take a lunch. And remember, there's another world out there. Your job, there's many jobs in this place, and your job is not the only job. There's other jobs out there. Don't let the corporation turn you into a dead corpse. Number three, some gold nuggets to help you. Number three, don't trust your own. If something don't feel right, there's a reason. And so what you need to do is don't trust your own understanding, wisdom. Go talk to a pastor. Once you see some red flags, go talk to a preacher. And let's say it's a dating relationship. Ask that person to go, hey, if you're really serious about getting together, let's go talk to this pastor. And 99% of the time, they won't go. Because especially if they're trying to move fast, they won't go because they're trying to trap you. They're trying to isolate you, pull you into something that's not even real. And so the society, you know, they say it used to be, what, 6% narcissists? I think it's more like 90% now. It moved away from about 6 to 10 to 20 to 30 to 50. The flesh mind is nothing but narcissism. Only about 2 to 10% of the people are saved, 2% probably. And so if they're not saved, they're in the flesh, and the flesh is nothing but sin. It's nothing but narcissism. And so I'd say about 98% of the people are narcissistic. If you could run across one that was healthy, you better marry that one as soon as you can. That's number three. Go to a, not just, and when you, before you go to that pastor, say, look, sometimes pastors are narcissistic, so don't go just to one. Unless they sound like they got it together, go to maybe a couple, two or three, and get different opinions. And if they won't go, you go. You go talk to somebody. You don't even have to go. Just call them on the phone and say, what do you think about this? Nah, that don't sound right. Something ain't right. That's a huge red flag. Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't crazy. I'm blinded by love, so that's why I called you. I knew there was this thing about being blinded by love. So that person's character is ridiculously insane, and so it was all a sham and a show and a scheme and a scam, and they don't have good character. So eventually, if a person, let's say you were in love with somebody and you got married, eventually their character is so bad you'd fall out of love anyway. So why waste your time with a bunch of stupidity and in-laws and outlaws and courts and lawyers? Don't even waste your time. That person's crazy. They're not independent. A lot of people, they don't even know who they are. They don't even know who they are. They're trying to get their identity out of you instead of out of Jesus. And the reason they shapeshift and try to be something they're not is because they don't know who they are. They're trying to get their identity out of something down here in the 3D, you or money or image or job or status or house or car or whatever. Pocketbook, makeup, hairdo, whatever. They're trying to get their identity out of something in the natural, you know. Who are you? If somebody said, who are you, books? I'm seated in the heavenlies in Christ. My identity is in Jesus. I can work at McDonald's, Walmart, Uber, Lyft, in the office. I could do anything I want, but I choose to live a simple life. Number four, so if they try to make you think you're missing something in life, that is a demonic spirit. Be content in all things, the Bible says. And so the devil's going to come up and try to make you think, oh, there's something more, there's something else, something better. What are you talking about? And then if you go through enough cycles with somebody, you'll realize it was never greener on the other side. They went out there and they spray painted their grass green, and after about 2 or 3 weeks, the guy mowed the yard, and you went out there and you said, oh, the grass is brown. What happened? How come your grass was like green as all get out? Now it's brown. They painted the grass green to make it look greener on the other side, and then after they mowed the yard, it was dark brown. It's like Wanda the Witch. She did magic to make the orchard look like a great orchard. And then when Dr. Strange saw through her, the magic went away and it was just rotten apples everywhere. And so they went out there with a spray can and painted the grass green, and you believed the lie, you know. So if you just wait a little bit, give it enough time, it reveals itself. If you can go through some cycles with somebody and watch how they respond in situations, even if it's a death in the family or loss of a job or a health issue, just watch how they respond. Do they go crazy? Do they go insane? And your health stuff could make you a little bit crazy. But how do they recover? Is it Christ in them recovering, or is it some kind of substance abuse that helps them recover?